First-term New York Congressman Antonio Delgado held a conference call with reporters Tuesday. He spoke about what he did during his in-district work week and weighed in on President Donald Trump's pass on attending a G7 climate meeting. Monday's session on climate, biodiversity, and oceans at the G7 summit in France included an empty chair, as President Trump chose not to attend. 19th District Congressman Antonio Delgado says the U.S. should be leading on combating climate change.
To know that we are not leading, and not just not leading, but that we are ultimately pulling ourselves out of the conversation altogether, I find that profoundly disturbing. And I will continue to call on the administration to take this threat serious, to heed the science, and to understand that if we don't, we will continue to be disadvantaged considerably.
Delgado mentioned that he recently introduced with fellow Democrat Mark Pocan of Wisconsin the Green Jobs and Opportunity Act, intended to ensure there is a trained workforce ready to help transition to a clean energy economy. The bill serves as a roadmap to achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2050. Delgado sees lots of growth opportunities for training locations, such as at community colleges, where it would be useful to invest in pilot programs for green jobs.
Weatherization of homes, solar installation, wind turbine technicians, all these types of things, geothermal technology, water infrastructure even, and how we upgrade our infrastructure beneath the surface. There's just a slew of different arenas or areas in which we could take advantage technologically of how we can move forward and address climate change.
Delgado's legislation includes 35 original co-sponsors. He says it brings together labor unions, educational institutions, green employers, and environmental advocates, and makes significant investments in targeted programs.
And I think if we can at least begin the process of investing in this kind of program, and not just reach to the community colleges, but reach beneath the community colleges to the high schools and to the middle schools and develop apprenticeship programs and weave into the curriculum how we can educate our young people for these types of jobs for the future, I think we'd be better off.
The bill also establishes a National Advisory Committee on the Clean Energy Technology Workforce. On August 23rd, President Trump signed Delgado's Bipartisan Family Farmer Relief Act, which expands the debt that can be covered under Chapter 12 bankruptcy from just north of $3.2 million to $10 million. Delgado's 19th district is home to almost 5,000 farms, 96% of which are family-owned.
And listen, during this down farm economy, with the tariffs, the trade war escalating, it's one of those things for me that is critically important so we can provide real relief for our farmers.
Delgado fielded a question about any forthcoming federal regulations on hemp and CBD, or cannabidiol, which is derived from hemp and a growing business in New York.
Needing regulations or needing some clarity, though, on its application is of critical importance. We did meet before the recess with folks at the USDA to talk about the next steps in this space. And my understanding is that in the coming months, there will be an interim final rule that will hopefully provide some clarity on, you know, the sale and distribution of hemp and sort of the manner in which folks can proceed with the understanding that its application is legal.
Asked whether he has thought about campaign strategies against Republican Tony German, who recently launched a bid for the 19th district in 2020, Delgado replied,
"I haven't."
Delgado then said he is focused on the work at hand. Delgado held a town hall Monday night in Rensselaer County, his 23rd since taking office in January.
To be able to have discussions about health care, climate change, border security, immigration reform, opioids, all these things, in a room full of individuals who might not share the same political views, but to have that conversation in a civil fashion, I think speaks volumes to what we can do when we actually commit to the work. And I'm certainly proud of the district and the community that I represent, because 23 in, I have always felt out of every town hall good coming out of the conversations. I've always felt that the community came there with the right intentions, and that really have a conversation about how we can work together to improve our future.
He intends to hold many more. Delgado said he spent the better part of last week focusing on priority issues for senior citizens. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.